Blog Talk Radio.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless. New names in your call list, thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room, baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time, where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set. The back you like, a chorus. Chorus, alibi's just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit and look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was called. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name.
It's crazy.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Connected. Yeah, we goody. Was good though. Hollywood and Friends. It's the last show of 2020.
Yes, the last show of this dreadful year.
What a year. What's good though? My name is Hollywood.
And it's your girl, Judy Blue.
Judy!
What's up?
Good. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. Whenever you tuning in, be sure to follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood on Instagram. Follow Judy at judy.blu and follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU. That's how you spell blue. December 27th.
So what's going on? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was cool. It was different because I wasn't you know, home.
Very different.
Very different. Normally, I'm buying mad gifts and shit, and I didn't do that this year. So it was different, but it was still cool. Chill with friends. How was yours?
Different.
different.
Same thing. Like, I didn't buy that much stuff that shit. Usually I'll be buying a bunch of shit I don't need. Or buying presents for everybody.
Right.
Two and three of them. This shit, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay home with my daughter. We're going to spend Christmas together. It's the last Christmas here. So, you know, I'm going to just chill out. I mean, my whole thing is, like I told you before, you know, I just be wanting to do stuff that I didn't do the year before that. And I never stay home, so that was good. That was one.
Right. And now we got New Year's in a few days.
Oh, yeah, you said yours is what?
First of all, that's not what I said. No. New Year's in a few days. What's your plans to bring in? Because this is going to be a different New Year's too. Sort of. I'm trying to make it a little more normal, but how about you?
I'm planning on staying home. Me and my daughter want to do something. But, you know, do a few things. Like I said, it's my last New Year's. My last couple of holidays here at this place. So we just want to chill. And plus, I don't want to be, you know, going out, looking for a party, getting dressed up, like, nah, I'm good. We did that last year. Look what the fuck we got.
Just say it's because I'm not there. Just say it.
I wasn't really thinking about that, but that too. I already said it. I told my daughter that too. I was like, right now I'm not here. I don't really want to do nothing. But that too. That could be more of a number one, honestly, because if you were here, you would have been like, yo, come, I would have went.
You would have definitely been planning shit from jump. You'd have been, you'd have already bought
definitely
tickets
that
for something.
Too.
But then again, it is 2020, so parties are not the same. There's a lot of underground secret parties going on.
Sneaky parties, I call them.
Right.
Sneaky parties.
Unless we would have flew to a different state.
Right.
Somewhere that's open, but it's weird. It's a different time, but I'm planning to bring in a new year with family. And
yeah.
Cheers for a great new year.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be discussing today, we're doing this 2020 wrap up. It's just something we usually do every time the last show of the year. We just talk about what went down for the year, and this year, not a lot went down, literally, but it's been quite a year. We're going to just talk about a few things. We're also going to talk about Beyonce. She's donating $500,000 to help families that are on the verge of being evicted because of COVID and losing jobs and being behind on rent. So we're going to discuss that. Rihanna is being sued over a Fenty ad. This partially gonna fall under my what blows mind. Based on the people who's actually doing the suing, we're gonna talk about it a little more. It's because of a song she used in the on her Instagram post. And we're gonna talk about Melania's husband one last time before he's out of our faces. I think he'll be out of our faces. I don't know. But his latest executive order was blocked by a federal judge. He was trying to block diversity training. Why? Like, I don't even understand why that's even an issue for him. But you know, with the whole Black Lives Matter movement, police brutality, just community relations, they want to do diversity training for, like, law enforcement and federal agents and stuff like that. And this man is trying to block that.
That's crazy.
Like, what? So, federal judge blocked that. So it's still going on, but we're going to discuss it a little more. We got what blows mine a little later. Let's kick it off with the question of the day. Other than the obvious, wanting the Rona to disappear, what is your biggest hope for the new year? What is your biggest hope for 2021?
My biggest hope?
Hope.
Hope for 2021?
Yes.
Hope, H-O-P-E, right? Like,
yeah,
Rob's the
yeah.
dope.
Right, right.
That this ain't just a
quote?
Trailer. Yeah. That this ain't just a trailer.
Right, that part. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Now, also, I wanted to tell you, if I don't get this business that I really, really wanted to do, if I don't get it started this year, I need to be held accountable for slacking, and I'm going to need you to, what can I say? I need to pay some consequences for it, but I can't come up with the punishment yet. But... Cause I gotta do it. And like you, I need. We talk about it. Yeah, but. I want to go full
for me,
force because I don't want to work for anybody anymore.
Yeah, that part.
I'm tired of working for people.
Well, you got started. You know already.
Yeah,
what is
but that's
required.
Another thing I want to. Right, another thing I want to talk to you about too. Like, you got to talk about that. But definitely.
My biggest hope for the new year. I agree. I second what you said that this wasn't just a trailer.
Right.
I hope that we get some sort of like normalcy, back. Stacey mentioned last week about, well, not last week, when the last time we was on, 2 weeks ago, about what it would require to like have us not be able to wear like masks no more. Even though I don't think masks is going anywhere, but like
some people need to though. Some people need to. Y'all, we'll talk about that.
The term herd immunity, I'm hoping for. I hope this vaccine that they are issuing to people wasn't rushed and a fluke and actually helps to bring all this shit down and just prosperity. I don't know. That's all I hope for. As of right now.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope you get what you want.
Stacey says, I'm hoping for continued good health and good health for my family. That part. She said, at the end of the day, as her cousin said at his father's funeral, people will remember more how you made them feel, not what you did.
Right.
That's true.
That's a fact.
That's true. So yeah. 646-716-8544 is the number to call. You can chime in on anything we're about to discuss. You can just press numero uno and we'll bring you online. Let's just talk about 2020 a little bit. Just a little bit. It was a lot. A lot. And it kind of put the world on hold for a period. Remember when it first started kicking into gear? We used to walk through Manhattan and it was like a ghost town.
Ghost town.
Like on some I Am Legend looking type shit. Like
you could literally do cartwheels in the middle of the street.
It felt like, why are we out here? Like, what are we doing?
Right.
Like, cause it was like crazy. It was eerie. It was weird. Coronavirus came and like just knocked everybody like
Yo, everything changed.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's that? It's not
What is
it's
it? What is it?
It's
What the
Yes,
what's
you know
the difference from what I said and what you said? So what is? Yo, that's legit. That's legit, like tomato, tomato.
It's yeah. It's Don't touch that. That's what, like it's supposed to be like that. He said
ah.
He said ah. I thought you was doing some Bobby Shmurda shit. I have to catch him for a second.
Like what?
That was your old man moment. My daughter doing something all the time. You're like, what?
Yeah, man. It definitely made everything change. A lot of people, when we was coming into the year, people just knew, like, yo, this is the year.
I was saying,
like, 2020 vision, like, it's to stay, to be focused. And in some ways, it made some of us more focused.
Mm-hmm.
Should I move all the way across the country in the middle of it?
And made a lot of people helped a lot of people save money in certain things. Like, we learned how to do things ourselves.
Yep. A lot of people started businesses. A lot of people started doing, like, selling shit just in general, perfecting crafts.
Yep. A lot of people got pregnant and showed it on Christmas.
Right. I ain't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
There was so many pregnancy reveals.
Yo,
Friday.
All we saw was pregnancy reveals and plaid pajamas, straight up.
That part, yep. It was more family pictures than I've ever seen any other holiday.
In life. And I'm looking like, these motherfucking cheating.
Shit, they had no...
It was kids popping up that I never seen before. Like, damn, we got more kids. Where this one came from?
Like,
all I seen
know.
Was the daughter. Right, I just was seeing the daughter. Like, what the fuck? Where these kids came from? Oh, no, baby. Shit, we went into the new year looking fancy. All for nothing. Just to go out looking like a bum. Because I'm going to be sitting on the couch with my cornrows. Because if dressing up like that makes my year like this, then I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to be sitting on the couch with my senator's braids and a wife beater. Okay? Just looking reckless and rugged. Maybe this year will be a little bit better. Who knows? I don't know. Crazy.
It was definitely a lot. A lot of reveals. So we're gonna have a lot of new babies.
Strollers.
2021. Strollers.
That's crazy. Not in a million years would that be me. Over for that.
Quiet.
But
Where
is that?
So I mean, I feel like
out here was one of those reveals. Like,
wait, say that again.
I said, you know, if I was winning, I would have been out here with one of those reveals.
Ready?
Like, yo, but God,
but. Yeah, I mean, it's like we lost a lot of people. I don't even want to dwell on that, on the amount of people personally and publicly. Yeah.
Right. People, friendships, outside. We look at everybody differently now because we now see their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when it came down to politics.
That part. That part for sure.
We
speaking of politics, that happened, and it's still not exactly over. Y'all seen the meme was it today or yesterday? Somebody posted, what did the shit say? It said, hold on, I've got it right here. It was a meme of Melania's husband where he said, if I lose to Joe Biden, you'll never see me again. And it says, motherfucker lied about that too. Like, a lot about that too.
Well, he was trying, but they was getting him, they kept trying to get him to come out. Remember, he was like, he would not come outside for them first couple of days. He would not come out. He was in hiding. I thought the nigga started hiding. I thought that he started hibernating for a second. Word up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not about that too.
Wow. There was even reports that he is possibly about to turn on his boy Mike Pence, because he feels Mike Pence isn't doing enough or being outspoken enough to help him try to overturn the election.
Cause he fat ass bullshit. He like, boy,
crazy.
It's over. Give it up.
Boy, it's over. Give it up. Wrap it up.
Wrap
man,
that
beating
thing
a dead
up.
Horse.
Word. Mike Pence knew it was over when that fly landed on his head and told him, like, boy, I was a fly on the wall. It's a wrap. It's over. You're not winning. Over.
So.
On some Rick and Morty shit. Came from the future. Tell you it's over.
So 2020 caused a lot of people to like lose their jobs, and unemployment skyrocketed. There was
scamming
some provisions.
Skyrocketed.
That part. There was some like provisions and stuff put in place to protect people from being evicted.
Right.
And that, I forget what they called it. They called it a housing something. Whatever it was, it just ended, or it's set to end.
Oh, shit.
I think it ended yesterday, or is about to end soon. The thing that was protecting people from foreclosures and rental evictions. So, so many families are behind on rent because they couldn't pay it, and they was protected by this memorandum, I think. I forget what they called it, but now that it's set to end, they at the risk of being evicted.
Right.
Enter Beyonce, though. She is offering $5,000 grants to help people facing either foreclosures or evictions due to the housing crisis. So you can apply for the grant beginning on January 7th. If you go to Beyonce.com, she posted how to apply, and it's going through the NAACP. The pro is that all you got to do is just like show like your proof that you are, you know, on the verge of being, I guess, evicted or foreclosed, and, you know, being behind or whatever. And the con is only 100 people will be selected. That's $500,000. That's $500,000
each.
Though. 5,000 each, but only 100 people, and they'll be selected in late January. That bread add up though. But
5,000.
if you are one of those people impacted, head over to Beyonce.com to her Be Good Foundation. She's trying to hook you up. At least it's something that'll, like, you know, help you out for like a month or two or something, like, just to get you.
Or at least take a couple of months. Yeah, shave a little bit off the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
What you think about Beyonce doing this?
That's dope. I mean, any help that a person can give is dope. Any help a person can receive is dope. Just to, you know, take a little bit off of that is just amazing. It might not be all of it. For some, it might be all. You know what I'm saying? But for some, it might not be. It might just be a little bit shaved off. Oh. Either way,
so
any help is dope.
It's true. And what I'm seeing is once the, I forget what it's called, still is listed, they'll either be expected to pay their entire back rent or come up with some sort of payment plan for their landlord. So that will probably be the better and the more feasible option for a lot of people, is to at least just come up with a payment plan to give them some time. So that $5,000 definitely gonna help out.
Damn.
Beyonce recently helped small businesses, black-owned small businesses impacted by the pandemic, and she provided $10,000 grants to 250 black-owned small businesses just a few weeks ago. Yeah,
using her blessings to help others.
So, fast shouts to Beyonce on that. I'm sure there's a lot of people, like, trying to do things, but it's dope to see.
Tiana Taylor, she did something too. What was it that she did? So she was giving out money too.
I don't even know, out of her own account.
Oh, I think she was giving $500 to people that needed it out of her own account. Something like that.
That's,
I think that was dope too.
Yeah.
You know, help is always dope, no matter what it is. How much it is, you know what I'm saying? Just the fact that somebody would want to help people, or somebody would want to help you, to even think about you, somebody that they don't even know, is amazing.
Absolutely. So, let's move on to Rihanna. That's how she said it. I mean, that's how her mother told me to say it.
Her mother? I'm like, where you met her?
Nah, but legit, that's how it's pronounced. We all say Rihanna, but it's Rihanna.
I don't like that one bit. They've been lying to me this whole time.
Not the name.
Like, I don't like that one bit. Like, you've been saying her name wrong. First of all, I can't stand when somebody says my name wrong. So just to know that I've been saying this girl's name wrong the whole time is kind of disturbing.
The whole time, right? And she don't care.
Like
she probably, it is what it is. She probably used to it. But even if you hear her say her own name, she says Rihanna. But anyway, she is, you know, she's killing it right now with Fenty Beauty, the lingerie shit, the makeup. She put out a skincare line recently, and she put up an ad on her Instagram. You probably seen it, where she was going into a Sephora, hanging up the display, looking like she was like making sure the display was right before it went on sale and all that. And there was a song playing in the background. It's called, I don't even want to say what it's called, but it was a song playing, and the people who we have likely never, ever heard of, and probably most of Rihanna's followers never heard of, is suing Rihanna for using the song in the Instagram video.
Are you kidding me? That's what she being sued for?
Yep.
Oh, people be so freaking thirsty.
Yep. So,
ew.
It's a father-daughter duo, King Khan and Saba Lou. They're asking that their song no longer be featured in anything that Rihanna
Why?
Posts.
Why? You should feel happy somebody want to listen to your music like that.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and why I said this kind of falls under the what blows my, because like it's like I get it, like I'm doing music myself, and I talk to Stacey all the time about the legalities of, you know, do's and don'ts, what you can do. Like I get it, but my thing is, the song wasn't being like sold. It wasn't used in like a official ad. It wasn't posted on TV. Rihanna wasn't generating money from that song. If anything, it helped bring awareness to the song. Because guaranteed, if you went in the comment section, you probably had like
people be like, "What song is
20%,
that?" 20%,
right? Like, what song is that? And then somebody will write it, and now look, you got a real stream and a real buy from it.
Right.
So I was like, I understand if she was like profiting off it, but if anything, she bringing light to your shit right then.
Right.
You got the caucasity to be ungrateful and say, nah. F that.
So what happened?
We want to get our streams authentically on our own. We don't want Rihanna's posting.
That's really like the person that don't want to be there at the right place at the right time. That's what that sounds like. Like, nah, I don't want to be there at the right place at the right time. I just want to try to come up on my own. Like, no, nigga, what?
Crazy. So... Rihanna people, they ain't speak out yet about it. It'll probably be something that's get settled, you know, under the table, like just settle out. They're requesting unspecified damages. So it's like I don't even know, but I see if she used it in like on an album or in her fashion show. You know, shit that she actually making money off from in that way. This right here alone probably got them a million more streams.
Right, but I want to know, why would they not want to take that help? Like, that's crazy. Imagine how you would have felt if you heard Rihanna playing something in the background that you made.
Right?
And
I feel
like
if I was like already like some huge star, I still, as long as she's not profiting off it and I'm not getting my cut, I wouldn't trip.
But she was just,
it literally,
I guess they probably felt
Instagram.
Like this, like she, it was a free ad using their song. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a free ad for her business. But she was using their song, so what they going to get out of it? If we're not getting out of it, don't use all the shit. But you are actually going to get something out of it.
Right.
That's the thing. Because even if she said, I love this song by such, such, and such.
Right, you're going to be mad, you're
going
to sue?
So now you mad at, like, would you be mad at that?
Right, because that's basically it, the same thing. Like,
right. Because she did that without even saying it. That's exactly what she did.
People don't understand that money is beyond just the tangible. Celebrities face frivolous suits all the time. Will Smith says he gets about 12 lawsuits a year. Wow.
Who?
Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Will Smith says he gets about 12 lawsuits a year.
For what?
Just random shit, like people just want to sue. Like, he probably could say he probably could say something and people like, oh, nah, I made that up, son. I don't know, anything. It could be anything. Another listener said, people are money hungry and crazy.
Yes, they are.
They just look at, like, they see dollar signs, like, when they look at these celebrities, like,
mm-hmm.
And she posted before, I think it was, I don't know if it was this summer, it might have been last summer, and similar situation, she posted one of her videos where she was just walking in slow motion, looking bad, and had a song playing in the background, and I went and downloaded that song. I never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
But I still play it to this day. And the artist who was on the song was in the comments like, oh my God, Rihanna posted my song, da da da.
I'm saying that's what I would think a normal person would do.
Right.
Right?
And
oh my God,
that
Rihanna
shit. I would have reposted the video like, yo, fast shots to Rihanna for, you know, it
right.
Probably would have grew into something else. You never know.
Right.
And I'm sure she didn't do it maliciously. She didn't think like, oh, I'm gonna just make money off of this and not give them no nothing. It's the reason why she put it in that Instagram video and not like some official ad, not even on YouTube, because YouTube, you know, you still make money. It's on
right.
Instagram. It's crazy.
People just be looking for a reason, like, give me a reason.
Give me a reason. Well, Stacey said Tyler Perry says he literally has to keep millions in his account to defend against frivolous lawsuits. Just have a lawsuit
crazy.
Bank.
A lawsuit budget.
Well, well, well. That.
That's crazy.
Let's move on to your main man, Pots and Pans. Melania's
Pots
husband.
Pots and Pans? Oh, I'm like, Pots and Pans? Who the fuck? I don't know no Pots and Pans. But it was a Pots and Pans man on the holler.
Oh,
word? You know what I'm saying? He used to be like, I am in there with the Pots and the Pans.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
Yeah. Well, who really
remembers our father like that anyway? Like, it's not in a certain age. Yeah. So, a federal judge blocked Melania's husband's latest executive order, which was trying to ban or restrict diversity training for federal government agencies and contractors. This is according to Business Insider. District Judge Beth Lapson Freeman, fast shout to her, issued a preliminary nationwide injunction against Melania's husband's order on Wednesday. His executive order barred any agencies or companies that received federal funding from participating in what he called offensive and anti-American race and sex stereotyping and scapegoating training. What?
And what?
The order directly targeted training that uses certain terms like critical race theory, white privilege, and unconscious bias. And she blocked it. Like,
that's crazy.
What you think about this? First, that he would even try to block diversity training.
He didn't even try to what?
I said, what do you think about this? First, the fact that he even would try to block diversity training.
Wow. Now I'm just going through my own dilemma right now. Sorry.
I see. I'm like, she's definitely a candy or fan.
Huh?
Yo, it's funny because I did that to you recently when you were telling me a story. And I was like, word,
you
wow.
You do that to me all the damn time.
And then I was like, wait, what you
You do that to me all the time. talking about recently.
Like, yeah. Word. Wow.
Like, damn.
That's crazy. And it's not until, like, you would laugh or something and I realize I missed the joke.
And
I'm like,
supposed to be your friend. And you like, that's crazy. I'm supposed to be your friend. Some bullshit, bro. This is mine. Some bullshit, bro.
That's crazy.
That's all good.
But
I get
yeah,
it.
So, like I said, fat shouts to her for blocking this. But it's like this man is just trying to do all he can before he get up out of there. He's doing
right.
all he can to not even get up out of there. He's still trying to reverse shit. And it's like it's over. Like, I literally want to see what happens on January. What date is it? What date do they do this?
20th.
The transition? I literally 20th. Need to see if they got to drag him out.
Yeah, you know they are.
Kicking
you
the screen.
You already know they are. You already know they are.
He's even calling for a rally on the first week in January. Whenever the electoral, whatever day the Electoral College votes actually officially get solidified, he's calling mm-hmm. for a rally, a boycott in D.C., I think. And using words like it's going to be wild and shit like that. And it's like, this is the reason.
It's going to be
wild. Wild. Like, he's inciting his base. Like, what he always does, poking the fire.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That man is wild, for real. Crazy.
But that's what happened when you're dealing with an egotistical narcissist, and that ego is getting bruised right now. He can't take it. He's not used to it. He's not used to losing, and he's used to being able to do whatever he got to do, money, pay whoever, cheat whoever, however, to get ahead, and it's not working right now, and that shit is killing him.
Killing him. Softly with his song.
Crazy. I think that's all we got for what's hot in these blogs, though. Let me see. Hold on, real quick. All right, I got some honorable.
Let's talk about the stimulus check. We ain't talking about the stimulus. That's
okay.
A hot topic.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I actually did mean to. I forgot about it. Because I was going to last
topic.
Week, but he wasn't on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
He's trying to give
Let's
us 2,000. Like, why you ain't just do it when it was time? You wanted to wait until what? To see who was going to vote for you and who wasn't going to vote for you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly that.
Now you like, oh no, get him this, get him that. Come on now, like he's trying to use the money up before he leaves. Like he wanna just use the money up before
and
he
meanwhile,
leaves.
I feel like it's just all talk. I feel like he wants right. people to think he's doing something.
Right. I said
at
that
at the
too.
Same time, his own party is the reason why that's not going through. Right after he tweeted out about wanting to give the American people 2,000, that he felt 600 wasn't enough, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, a few other people, they all redrafted something real quick to try to get the 2,000 passed. And his party, at least four people I read, and they needed a unanimous vote on it, and they said nah. His own party
that was the plan.
Is blocking it, right?
That was the plan.
So it's like talk to your people. Like if you really trying to do something.
Good cop, bad cop.
Right. So that's why I feel like it's all talk because. You would be having secret meetings behind the scenes, like yo. Like, let's do this. Let's pass it
right.
and block it. If you
let's
really about
up.
It.
Good cop, bad cop. That's that. That's what that's about. We'll be all right.
We gonna be all right. And so, I mean, we'll see what happens. I know once Biden takes office, there's talks that he wants to do another one. We need this Senate race in Georgia to go right.
Uncle Marston, Send me my 600 first, and then send me the rest. Y'all come to an agreement, right?
So there's talks that Aaliyah music is going to be coming to streaming soon.
Oh yeah.
After all these years, and now
why now?
Instagram page posted that her estate has finally gotten. They're now in control of the Aaliyah YouTube account. And they're saying it's coming in 2021. So I don't know what that means, but I know a lot of people, including myself, is tight that her music is not on streaming platforms. They were saying that her uncle was like the main one blocking it.
Her uncle was the one.
Barry Hankerson.
Yeah, her uncle was the one that introduced her to R. Kelly, right?
I'm not sure. Possibly.
That's what they said.
I know he founded Blackground Records, which she was on.
I don't know if it was that uncle, but that's what they were saying. He probably was the cause for her success. So he felt like he don't want that out there like that.
It's crazy.
You know, I'll get my money getting.
We'll see. That's something to look forward to in 2021.
Mm-hmm. You want to go into what
I think, I think that's all I got. Let's get ready to get into it. What blows mine? Let's get that theme music. Drop. What blows mine? It's the part of the show we say we get under our skin, what irks our nerves. What have you saying, bruh? Really? 671-68544. Press 1 right now, right now. Judy Blue, trying to kick it.
The ultimate. What blows mine?
What's that?
2020.
2020, more days.
We lost so many people, so many friends, family, brothers, sisters, jobs, homes, integrity. We even lost integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's so crazy that, once again, we were so set and ready to come into this year on positivity. You know, good faith. And look what happened. Let's just, you know, be thankful that there's a chance, there's always going to be a chance that things could change, you know, for the better. And I'm just going to leave it at that because 2020 was a motherfucker. It took out so many people.
Yes, sir. That part. You know what blows my? Something I just did right before the show. I dropped my whole bottle of Moet.
What? The fuck?
I made I made breakfast. I was like, you know what? I got some OJ. I got some Moet. I'm about to make some mimosas. I made one glass.
Your Moet said mimosas. Mimosas.
I made one glass, and then I was thinking, like, damn, how could I close this? How could I close this bottle? And right. And I was like, maybe I could put this on top. It was the little top that comes on top of the cork. I don't know if you ever noticed, like, a little gold cap. I was like, you know what? Maybe this is meant to go on top of the bottle. Like, so I put it there. It wasn't all the way gone. So I went to
shit.
I was trying to push it down, and the bottle slipped off the counter. That shit was like a rocket.
Man.
It was like a rocket because when it hit the floor, it didn't break, but the impact caused the suds to shoot out and shot the bottle all the way across the kitchen. Like,
damn.
It was like a movie. Yo, that could have been dope in slow motion, though, now that I think about it.
Nah, that would have been, that would have upset anybody who was watching.
So, like,
what?
Probably 65-70% of the bottle spilled out.
Well, I would have sat on the floor and sucked it up with some. I don't know if I ever told you about the time that we was looking for a bootlegger one time. And it was a couple of us. Yeah, had him to see, but we ain't buy enough, so we wanted to go get some more because we was trying to get right. So we finally found a bootlegger. We go to the block to do something. And as we walking up the block, getting ready to get a drink, somebody, I forgot who, dropped the fucking bottle.
Damn.
And I'm like, y'all about to get on the ground. Nothing's ever that serious, but to get it, just to get it, somebody dropped it. I forgot who dropped it.
That's
crazy. Damn, bro, I'm sorry that happened to you. Nigga thought he was going to be fancy.
At least I got one glass before it dropped, and it's probably a good two more glasses worth.
With glass in it.
Nah, the bottle didn't break. That's a thick ass bottle.
You're gonna be drinking glass like the Grinch.
Word, I just watched the Grinch the other day too.
That was funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Jim Carrey is a character.
Literally.
He is crazy.
I think that's all I got for what blows, though. What about you?
We good. We good over here. I said 2020. That says it all.
That sums it up.
Let's talk about how my car got broke into. Let's talk about that.
That's a blows for real.
Like second, third time somebody broke into my car.
Damn.
At this point, I'm just like, thanks for cleaning my car out. Because it's not. And I don't keep nothing like that.
I've been
in
putting
there
this off and putting it off. They say God go make a way one way or another. Like, she ain't gonna ever do this shit. Let me send these goons over there.
Yeah, it's like. At least they left my shovel, you know? So it's like, do you even...
You're lucky it wasn't snowing, because that shit would have been going too.
It was! Stay after the snowstorm. But what I'm saying is, you know, like, we're giving you the right, like, you violated my state. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
You don't even feel the same in here no more. I feel like it's time for a new car because It's like, how many times is this going to happen? Not the same call. Let's just be clear. Every time it was a different call. But, yo, they took dumb shit. They took dumb stuff. And, you know, you don't really know. Like, you know what's in your call, but you don't remember. Like, it was just
right.
coming to me. Like, oh, they took this. Oh, they took that. I didn't
right.
see this.
Mm.
Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Fuck it. It is what it is. You can't, do I even call the cops? Because when I call the cops, what's going to happen? It's not like I'm going to get it back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They just go write. I'm going to wait 3 hours for them to come. They go write
right.
a report. I'll send me to the station, and I'm never going to see it again. Oh, what's the point? Like, just take
right.
that L and keep going, because at this point it happens so many times that you get used to it, and that's a bad thing. And my whole thing is like, all right, so maybe it was some crackheads who did it. Where were they when it was time to shovel this car out? Because I was looking for them. Oh, man, but that shit blew my mind. But my daughter was like, you're too calm right now. Because I was like, yeah, somebody broke into my car. She's like, what?
It's one of those things. It's just like, what are you going to, like, why get all crazy about it? Like, why get yourself all worked
right.
up? It's like, it's done. It's like. Well, good thing you won't be parking over there in a while soon.
Over there? It was in front of my building.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about, like, since you were about to actually, like, relocate.
Oh, right, right. But, yo, they even took my disinfectant wipe. They took my disinfectant wipe.
The supply on those is low. That probably would attract some of the... And breaking your shit. They probably saw the wipes like, yo, look. She got wipes. And it was over.
No. They took my jumper cables. They took my jumper cables. The flippers. My chains. Because I just randomly throw chains in my armrest.
A lot of people do that.
Right. It was a lot.
Like a thing.
They took it. They left me like a dollar's worth, a couple of pennies, you know, nickels and dimes. They didn't leave me one quarter. And then, you know, it's Corona season, so I had to wipe down the car now because I don't know
right.
what.
Yep.
What? But who was in there? Like, you know?
Yo, you
but anyway, yeah, that's
old
it.
Mother. Good to do that though, because the way your block
right
is set
under
up
my
is
window.
So like tight, like that could have been anybody's car. At,
right under my
like,
window.
That you gotta be ballsy as hell.
Right under my window. Right under my window. While I was sleep, cozy sleep at night.
Crazy.
Crazy. But yeah, well, it is what it is. Thank God. That's why I don't keep anything. That's just the first time. That's why I don't keep anything, of course, anything in there. I try to get everything out. I might lose waters. Before they sold my waters, they even sold my wig, shoes. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. But it is what it is. Take the shit in the house.
Well, that's it. Facebook.com/HollywoodAndFriendsRadio. HollywoodAndFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @HollywoodAndFriends. And Judy Blue, where they can find you.
Judy.Blue on Instagram. Hey, every Sunday at the same time. That's it.
That part. Make sure to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @IAmHollywood. Follow
YouTube.
Our producer, Stacey, @HamptonBlueNetwork, BLU on Blue, and YouTube.com/HamptonBlue. Yo, we got to come back 2021 with we got to get a whole new, we got to change the show up. We're going to come back with a whole new situation.
Hey, look.
We gotta get a new theme.
We talk about
a new theme song for the year.
Let's have a meeting.
We gonna revamp it.
Let's have a meeting. I'm gonna write a letter.
Yo, we've been doing this show for a little minute though. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
crazy
the
amount of people that streams it too. Thank
still
you to
here.
Everybody who's streaming. However you stream it,
yes,
iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app. Have a good New Year's Eve. Say it's the 2021. And we'll see y'all here. Well, hey y'all. We'll talk to y'all in about 2 weeks.
We out.
Lucy.
From the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.